Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Juxtapositions. I will play two recordings of a BIX classic tune, first by a band from the 1920s and then by a band consisting of contemporary musicians. The first tune that I want to play is Clementine from New Orleans. The version by the 1920s band is that by the Gufus Five. The Gufus Five was a small group of musicians taken from the California Ramblers, bigger organization. It was a band within a band. Clementine by the Gufus Five was recorded on August 10, 1927. Chelsea Quilly on trumpet. Al Filburn on trombone. Bobby Davis on clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and gufus, Jack Rusin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Herb Whale on drums. The vocal here is by Beth Chalice, as credited as Sadie Green. I will follow that with a version of Clementine by a contemporary band. This is the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra, and I read from their cheerful little earful CD. Since its beginning in 1985, the purpose of the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra has been to preserve and recreate the music of the great jazz orchestras of the 1920s. The Starlight Orchestra plays a seldom heard form of music, so-called symphonic jazz, a term coined by Paul Whiteman, as well as novelty tunes and popular music from the jazz age. Unlike other forms of traditional jazz, symphonic jazz requires elaborate orchestration written in the jazz idiom. Symphonic jazz is mainly associated with Paul Whiteman, but other orchestras perform related styles of music during this time period. This included Duke Ellington Cotton Club Orchestra, Benny Morton's Kansas City Orchestra, Ben Pollack and his Park Central Orchestra, Gene Golcad and his Victor Orchestra, and many others. The recording of Clementine by the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra is from 1995. And the musicians are Bob Schulz and Bruce Vermaassen on cornet, Jeremy Cohen, Pamela Carey, Gloria Isaev, Ed Rosenbach and Ray Landsberg on violin, John Howard, the leader of the band, Robert Young, John Pidoni on reeds, Jeannie Zaef on trombone, Alan Hall on piano, Dave Frey on banjo and uke, Jim Brennan on tuba, and Hugh O'Donnell on drums. So let's listen then to two recordings of Clementine, first by the Gufus Five in 1927, and then by the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra in 1995.
What a queen, oh my, she has two flashing eyes, they surely can hypnotize, and when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet, you won't forget, I mean. She kissed a boy named James, his rubber collar burst into flames. That gal called Clementine from New Orleans.
Thank you.
Now I want to play another tune that was recorded by Bix with Gene Golcat, another classic. This is My Pretty Girl. First, I'm going to play the version by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, recorded on February 5th, 1931. And what's interesting that is around this time, Fletcher Henderson was basically doing a lot of tributes to Bix. In February, with this recording of My Pretty Girl. The following month, March, Clarinet Marmalade. And a couple of months later, in April, in fact, twice, it was Singing the Blues. Well, the recording of My Pretty Girl is from February 5th, 1931. The band consists of Fletcher Henderson, piano and director, Russell Smith, Rex Stewart and Bobby Stark on trumpet, Jimmy Harrison on trombone, Claude Jones on trombone, Benny Carter, clarinet, alto sax, Harvey Boone, alto sax, Coleman Hawkins, tenor sax, Clarence Holiday, banjo, guitar, John Kirby, brass bass, string bass, Walter Johnson, drums. There is a vocal. The version by modern musicians is by Josh Duffy and his orchestra. Josh specializes in doing arrangements of the Gene Golcat Orchestra, and the arrangement of Clementine was transcribed by Frank Van Noos. Musicians in the band are on saxophones Matt Craighead, Julie Craighead, Nervous Neil Smith, and Kelly McNichols, trumpets Ken Rockow, Greg Fitzpatrick, and Alan Knapper, trombones Bruce Bogan and Chuck Comella, on banjo guitar Scott Silver, xylophone Scott Marshhauser. On bass, David Abdo. Drums and leader is Josh Duffy. Crystal Snow is on flute. Greg Schwagler on violin. This is from the CD entitled A Tribute to Gene Golcat and His Orchestra, featuring Josh Duffy and his orchestra. It's from 2002. So let's listen then to another classic big tune. This is My Pretty Girl, first by Fletcher Henderson, 1931, then by Josh Duffy in 2002. Thank you.
She gives me thrills, my pretty girl. She nearly kills me just to see her smile. Makes life worthwhile. Dressed up in pretty clothes, oh boy, she's in style, my pretty girl. Oh, how I love my pretty girl. I'd give the world to hear her say, let's go and find a bungalow. Oh, how I love my pretty girl.
Couple of corrections. The recording of My Pretty Girl by Josh Duffy and his orchestra is from 2003, not 2002. And I misspoke when I said the arrangement of Clementine. I meant the arrangement of My Pretty Girl is by Frank Van Noos. Okay, now I want to turn to a tune that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. This is from Monday On. The 1920s version is by Red McKenzie and his Music Box, with Red McKenzie on comb and the vocal, Joe Venuti violin, Eddie Lang guitar, and Eddie Condon on banjo. It's from May 28, 1928. I will follow that with a version by modern musicians, and these are the New Wolverine Jazz Orchestra from Australia. They will be at the Davenport Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Festival in July. They have been in Davenport several times, a very fine organization. This was recorded on August 30, 1996, and June 4th, 1997. When I say this, I mean all the recordings. There are 19 recordings in this CD entitled The Big Spiderbeck Legacy, 1903-1931. The New Wolverine Jazz Orchestra, a tribute to the legendary jazz musician. These are live recordings at North Sydney Leagues Club in Sydney, Australia. Trevor Rippingale, on clarinet, alto, bass, and C melody saxophones, is responsible for the arrangements. Jim Elliott on trombone, clarinet, tenor saxophone. Eric Holroyd on cornet. Jeff Power, trombone. Robert Smith, piano. Harry Harman, string, bass, and tuba. Stuart Binstead, guitar and banjo. And Neil Chauncey Macbeth on drums. So let's listen then to two recordings of From Monday On. First, from the 1920s, Red McKenzie and his Music Box, and then from 1996 or 1997, the New Wolverine Jazz Orchestra.
Cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our blues away from here. From Monday on, the skies look bright. Now don't you tell me nothing different. I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Do-do-do! my cares are over. From Monday on, I'm gonna be in clover. We've chosen Monday because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our cares away. From Monday on, the world will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting hey hey when he says love, honor and obey. Then I'll be happy from Monday on.
Now I want to turn to a Wolverine tune, a tune recorded by the Wolverine Orchestra in 1924. The 1920s version that I want to play by the Arkansas Travelers from May 10, 1927. It's Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Ball on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Fred Murrow on alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, and Vic Burton on drums. The modern version that I want to play is by Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band. It's from the CD entitled Echoes in the Wax. This was recorded on June 14, 2002. Personnel consists of John Eric Kelso on cornet, Dan Levinson, clarinet, alto, and tenor saxophones, David Sager on trombone, Tom Roberts on piano, Kevin Dorn on drums. The transcription is by Dan Levinson. So then let's listen to a tune originally recorded by Bix with the Wolverines in 1924, but these are the versions of the Arkansas Travelers in 1927 and the version of Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band of 2002. Thank you. I want to turn to a tune recorded by Bix and his gang. This was October 25th, 1927. It was a long recording session, and Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down was the last recording in that session. First, I want to play it by Jan Garber and his orchestra on February 14, 1928. Harry Goldfield, Paul Wierick, or Keith Wilderson on trumpet, Johnny Cook on trombone, Bill Brady and Buddy Rice on clarinet, alto sax, Bruce Thomas on tenor sax, Jan Garber is the leader, Horace Rudizelli is on piano, George Hodge on banjo, Joe Rhodes, brass bass, string bass, and George Beebe on drums. I'm going to follow that with the modern musicians' version, and this is Gordon Whitworth's Bix Tribute Band, and it's from their CD entitled Simply with pleasure. The members of the band are Gordon Whitworth on cornet, Norman Field on clarinet and alto sax, Derek Halford on trombone, John Penn on piano, Dennis Mowat on sousaphone, and Nick Ward on drums. It was recorded on March 11, 2001 at Grange Hill House in West Midlands. So let's listen then to a Bix and His Gang tune, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, first 1928 Young Garber, and then Gordon Whitworth's Bix Tribute Band 2001.
Thank you.
now I want to turn to a Bix and Tram tune. This is Baltimore, where Bix and Tram have a chase chorus. First, the 1920s version. This is the Redheads on September 16, 1927. Red Nichols on trumpet, Wingy Manone on cornet, Miff Mall on trombone, Fud Livingston clarinet, Arthur Schott piano, Vic Burton drums. I will follow that with a version by Paul and his gang. This is from the CD Modernistic Jazz of the 20s, recorded at Malmo Jazz Institute in Malmo, Sweden on April 21st, 2001, with Paul Boccioloni Strandberg and Kiki Depla on cornet, Dimitr Markiewicz on trombone, Lars Erik Ström on clarinet and alto sax, Sven Bjersted on piano, Dennis Johnson on banjo, and Jonas Eilert on sousaphone. The cornet, there are two cornet solos here, one by Paul and one by Kiki. So let's listen then to a Bix and Tram tune, Baltimore, first recorded by the Redheads in 1927 and then by Paul and his gang in 2001.
Thank you.
I want to close this program by playing Tiger Rag. This is, of course, the tune that Bix played over and over in the Victrola that his brother Bernie brought home when he was discharged from the army in late 1918. According to Evans and Evans, Bix immediately fell in love with the recordings Bernie brought home. One was by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, Victor 18472 Tiger Rag. And that is the version that I want to play. The ODJB had recorded the Tiger Rag earlier, but the version that I want to play is from March 25th, 1918. And it was released in August of 1918, so it makes sense that this is the version that Bernie brought home. This is the original Dixieland Jazz Band with Nick LaRocca on cornet, Eddie Edwards on trombone, Larry Shields on clarinet, Henry Ragas on piano, and Tony Barbaro on drums. I will follow that with the version by the new Dixieland 5. This is from their CD entitled Chicago Shimmy. John Pickett is on trumpet, cornet, Norman Field on clarinet and saxophones, Christine Woodcock on trombone, John Penn on piano, and Nick Ward on drums. It was recorded in 1999. So let's listen then to Tiger Rag, first played by the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1918 and then by the new Dixieland 5 in 1999. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of juxtapositions, two recordings of Bix classic tunes, one by a band from the 1920s, one by a band consisting of contemporary musicians. It is interesting to compare and the two versions, as well as compare it with the original version that Bix recorded. Seems to me an interesting and instructive exercise. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.